I'm dead and gone. I'm buried deep. I pay the Lord my secret key. And when you're down, I won't drag you up. I do believe I've had enough. When you sleep, don't close your eyes. That's when you'll get your big surprise. Your bleeding gun, she'll kill your dream. You're all alone, so it would seem. Hide and seek.
Yeah. piece of a distraction. But then every time we meet, there's a different reaction.
Welcome to episode 48 of Tales from the Dropbox, the finest music program you're like to hear. Here we are, day two of the post-apocalypse, given my thoughts on the presidential election. I'm sure there are many who agree with me, some who don't. Apparently, it's about even in that regard. Don't want to gum this up with political commentary, though. I'll save it for the music, and there's some pretty good music in the show. We started everything off with the Yetts and their song Dead and Gone from the record Shake the Dust. It's from the 10th anniversary edition. This album originally came out in September of 2006, and it's going to be released, or was released, on September 30th of this year in this beautiful glass color black vinyl on Fond Object Records, which is run actually by the Yetts, who are comprised of Coco Haas, Pony Silver, and Jem Cohen. They put out four LPs. This was their debut, and I think of the best of them all. And then we followed it up with the oldest song I'm likely to play today on the show. The band is called Tango in the Attic. The song was called Left Side. It's from the record Bank Place Locomotive Society. It came out on July 12th of 2010. Tango in the Attic's a Scottish lo-fi garage pop band out of Glenrose in Scotland. That was their debut LP. They got a follow-up to it in 2012, but I haven't heard if there's going to be anything new. Coming up next is a band that some people like, some people hate. I actually have kind of mixed feelings about them, not because they were originally associated with emo, just because most of their albums are a little uneven, and even this album's a little uneven, but there is a great track on it. A really pop-inflected track. Anyway, this is Taking Back Sunday, and the song is called Call Come Running.
We were leaning on a one-night stand. I was keeping up, but no one cared. I was leaving you alone, but still, I was hoping you were someplace. Yeah! cross my mind. I sent it howling from the X-Men's falling and nearly crawling right up to me. Hear it calling out of nowhere. Come and take me somewhere. It's all over me. I'm in love with the feeling. It's the sunlight on the moon that keeps me high, so high. The unimagined world is mine. I'm in love with the feeling. Now that I felt revelation, I dream in color and I know that if I ever feel the need to get somewhere I'm meant to, I know we'll be getting through. I'm in love with the feeling. It's the sunlight on the moon that keeps me high, so high. The unimagined world is mine. I'm in love with the feeling.
And that was Femme from Vienna, Austria, and their song was called In Love With a Feeling from the LP Exist, which came out on September 16th this year. I wasn't able to locate a vinyl version. I was only able to find a digital version. Apparently, that's their second LP. I don't know too much about them, but the album's really strong. Pretty good covers, pretty melodic. Liked it a lot. Started everything off in that set with Taking Back Sunday. The song's called Call Come Running from the record Tidal Wave, which came also out on Hopeless Records on September 16th, seventh studio LP from this band, who are working very hard to try to escape the emo tag, and I think they're pretty successful on this album. It's still kind of emotional, but pretty good record, pretty solid overall, and apparently it was good enough to land up on the Billboard Top 200 chart, peaking at 36, and in the middle of that set, we had the record play. Song was called Get Well. It's from the record Second Year. Came out on Sunday Drive Records on July 15th. It's a cassette only. If you go to the Bandcamp page, though, for the record play, it's Name Your Price right now, so you can get it for free. It's the debut LP by Joseph Lacey. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because he's the former guitarist for Transit and for the bands The Weeds and Sleep Sick. Sleep Sick. Yeah, I said it correct. They're from Boston. So really strong record, experimental in some points, but I think you'll like it. Definitely Dropbox worthy. Coming up next, one of the it bands in England right now. This is Black Honey, and the song is called Hello Today.
Hello. ripples here, walking slowly. A woman standing in the dark.
Why did you come? Did you come so far? What are you here for?
Why have you lost your mind?
Why have you lost your mind?
Why have you lost your mind?
Bet that was a little surprising, huh? Anyway, that was O Kim and the Wolves. The song's called Queen Mary. It's from the record Strange Fate, which came out on October 28th. It's on Roadrunner Records. Really interesting metalcore act, so I thought I'd include it. Trying to do something a little different. Borders on the edge of punk rock, so that's probably why I like it. Their debut LP, Strange Fate, as I said, was released couple of weeks ago. I'm starting to pick up a lot of traction. They're out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Before that, we had Philadelphia's Mannequin Pussy, the strong, really strong record as well. The song's called Meat Slave One, came out on Tiny Engines Records. Song album's called Romantic, also came out on October 28th. This is their second full-length LP. Really great band. And then we started everything off in that set with Black Honey. The song's called Hello Today from the Hello Today EP, which came out on October 2nd. Garage Rockers, lead singer, I think I've played them before, Izzy Phillips, really has a great voice. This EP came out in advance of their tour dates with opening up for Cattlefish and the Bottlemen. So really good band out of Brighton. Brighton's got a pretty good garage pop scene. I think it's going to be big in 2017. Coming up next is something from Los Angeles. This is Crocodiles. The song is called Jumping on Angels.
I believe for the real. I'm so alone, and you'll never know how much I loved you, but why? I loved you and why?
Really dig the Beach Boys type harmonies in that song. Anyway, that was Spirit Club. The song's called Fast Ice from the record Slouch. Came out on October 21st on Ghost Ramp Records. This is a Waves offshoot. This is Nathan Williams and his brother Keenan Williams, who plays in Sweet Valley, and Andrew Caddick, playing in Gene's Wilder, putting together this very fresh pop sound with obviously some throwback to the 60s. There's going to be vinyl available. I just don't know when, coming out on Ghost Ramp, but the digital's available, and those guys are based in Los Angeles. In the middle of that set was Terry Maltz, and that's not a person, but a group. The song's called It's Not Me, and it's from the record Lost at the Party, which came out on October 14th on Slumberland Records. It's also available on Bandcamp, and if you go to Bandcamp, you can see that they've got available an Oxblood in Bone vinyl LP. Looks pretty cool. That's their first new album in 3 years and third overall. Still got the power pop flourishes on their pop punk sound. They're also based in Los Angeles. And then we started everything off with a record that was recorded in Los Angeles, but the band Crocodiles is from San Diego. The song's called Jumping on Angels. It's from the record Dreamless, which came out on Zoo Music. It's got a new wave feel to it. And that's Crocodile's sixth LP. They've kind of abandoned the fuzz pop that was prevalent on earlier records. And I know I've played at least one of them earlier in this podcast. So definitely worth a look. I'm basically trying for a more straightforward pop sound. Pretty successful, and the album's really good. Coming up next is Celeb Car Crash, and this song is called Because I'm Sad.
Because I'm sad, I waste time with regrets. May I borrow the air that you breathe? Sorry, you're sad. Time will tell, now relax. Take some rest, you're my guest. See you laid on your head. Keep in mind I'm okay. I learned my lesson.
Well, pretty interesting little set. I think you'll find it interesting as I kind of unfolded, probably from the beginning to the end, because in terms of known to unknown, we should probably start with the least known first. So we started everything off with Celeb Car Crash. The song's called Because I'm Sad. It's from the record People Are the Best Show. It's a self-released record, came out on their Celeb Car Crash label on September 20th. That band is out of Parma, Italy. And that's their second LP. And from what I could find out using the technological device I have, they're apparently pretty popular. In the middle of that was the Pixies, though you probably didn't recognize that. That song is called All I Think About Now. It's from the record Head Carrier, which came out on Pixies Music on September 30th. That's the sixth studio LP from the band. And it features new member Paz, and I'm going to screw up her name, Lenchenton, and she's the new bass player, and apparently they're letting her sing. So Frank Black has probably learned his lesson from beating the crap out of Kim Deal all those years, but Paz really ends some weight, and this record is much better than Indie Cindy and the last record, so you should look for that when it hits the Dropbox. It should, because it took me a little while to get into it, but was well worth the wait. Anyway, look for that. And then we finished everything off with CRX, and the song is called Walls from the record New Skin, which came out on Columbia Records on October 28th. This will be much hype. I'm surprised it's not on radio already, but I haven't seen it on XMU or K-Rock yet, but somebody will find it. Anyway, this is The Strokes, Nick Valenti's new band. It's his debut solo record. The big name on this is, of course, Josh Homme, and he's the last Strokes member to form the band. This also has the Guards, Richie Fallon, and the Reflections, John Safley, in it. It's a pretty solid commercial alt-rock record, and I really like the song, so I put it on. We're coming to the end of the show. I know that some of you are still in shock from the election. I know I am, and it's going to take me a few days to recover because it really is hard to get my mind around a person with as many character defects as Trump obviously has, being the president of the United States. But like always, we will survive. The struggle continues. And because the struggle is so distasteful, I'm going back to Canada. And so the final song of this set was from the band Nancy Pants out of Montreal. The song's called Take. It's from the Volume 27 EP, which came on October 14th. It's a cassette-only EP, so if you Google it, what you'll find is that it's led by this amazing singer, O'Hara Hale, who also apparently sings in Japanese, and that's where this record was derived from. What they did was they remade songs from the Nancy Pants, Total Nancy Pants LP, and they translated them into Japanese, and then they sang them. So I think you'll enjoy this kind of weirdo pop garage rock. And it's a fitting finale that I think of my homeland in times like this, kind of centers me. So, as always, I thank you for listening. You can stay tuned next week. I'll have something, I think, a little more harder edge. You can reach me on Instagram at Just for Fun Concerts, on Twitter at JFF Concerts, and of course, you can always read my blog at Tales from the Dropbox, which is at dropboxnotes.net. As always, thank you for listening, and peace out. Nancy Pants. Tick, 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 tick